This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio or at venues around the city, and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes and, of course, to find your next favorite artist or band. And if you like what you hear, please make sure that you rate and review the show so other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Alabama Shakes. I'm Megan Suma, and I'm here with host Sam Sumpter at WFUV. Sam, this session is pretty epic for so many reasons. Most importantly, Alabama Shakes is back together again after almost a decade of making music independently, and you got the chance to chat with Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes ahead of their Forest Hill Stadium show in Queens back in September. So please talk to me about catching up with Brittany backstage, and what it was like to catch this live show at one of the most iconic venues in Queens.
Hey, yes, this was a special one. So it's been a decade since Alabama Shakes dropped Sound and Color. That was their Grammy-winning, like, sophomore smash of an album. But then they went on hiatus shortly after for about 8 years, and they hadn't been on stage together since then. So earlier this year, they announced a reunion tour. They dropped a new song called Another Life, and they're just back at it. So really exciting to head to Forest Hills, to be escorted through the compound past the tennis courts down near a pool, and have the chance to speak to Brittany Howard a couple hours before she hit the stage. A short and sweet interview, but a really powerful show, where throughout she was just overwhelmed, often it seemed, with emotion, the response from the crowd. People were yelling, "I love you," and it seemed to really land. It was really witnessing someone being exactly where they're supposed to be. And if this was a family reunion for the band, it was also a family reunion for all of the fans who truly have been waiting years for another opportunity to see Alabama Shakes. So just a really beautiful, beautiful evening all around.
And what is the first song that we're going to hear in this session?
The first song we are going to hear in this session is from the show at Forest Hills. This is Alabama Shakes live in New York City with Gimme All Your Love on FUV Live Sessions.
Just thank you very much for coming and seeing us again.
Yeah.
I'm Sam Sumter here with WFUV. So excited to be here with Brittany Howard. The Alabama Shakes are back, baby.
We're back, baby.
How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm ready to do this show here at Forest Hills today. The weather's overcast. The pool is half full. Feeling good.
I love that. There's two outlooks on life. The pool is half empty or the pool is half full.
It's got water in it. We can swim in it.
Well, so excited to be here with you, really, to talk about reunion, to talk about new music, to talk about the new song you've got out, what's in the works, tour. But before we talk about reunion, there is, of course, the reason for it, which is the fact that y'all were on hiatus for about 8 years. So I'd love to look back a little bit and, you know, knowing what you know now, the perspective, the time, the space you've gained, how do you feel about this decision y'all made to take a break? And what this space has done for you as an individual artist and for the band as a whole?
You know, I feel like the cool thing about this band is that we always care about the quality of what we're doing and the quality of also how we're feeling about it. And I think it was good to take some time off to grow, to learn as people, to experiment with different types of music, to write with other folks, to kind of rediscover our love of what we do in the first place. And it has been really cool getting back together and kind of creating from this space of where we've grown so much. It's been like same but different.
This reunion, obviously, it had to spark from something. How did this begin? Like, did someone make a call? Is there a text thread been going? Have you been talking about it for a while?
It's kind of funny. It was like, I was just having these feelings, like, you know, I always said throughout these interviews, I was like, when I start feeling like, you know, maybe I want to call the guys and see if they want to write music, that's just how it's going to happen. And that's literally how it happened. It was just like, I wonder what the guys are up to. I wonder if they want to make music. And then it kind of just got around between our manager, like, okay, everybody wants to get together, start calling each other. That's what we did, got together, just like started hanging out, making music in one of our back houses. And it just kind of evolved from there. Now we're touring and now we got new music coming out.
Back at it. What did it feel like to get back together in the same space, to be writing, to be recording, to be on stage together after this time?
You know, like, truthfully, when we first got back together, it was kind of like everyone was trying to like figure out, okay, how do we do this again? Because you have to understand, like, the way we got together in the first place was like, we all like different types of music. We were trying to figure out how to create a sound together. And I feel like it's kind of been the same thing. Who are we now? What are we trying to make now? Like, a lot of us have families. We're more mature. The things we care about are kind of different, more expansive. But also at the same time, life can be simple if you let it. You know, especially when you're like at the house with your animals, with your family. In the case of the guys, with your kids. It's like kind of changes your perspective a little bit. So it's like getting in the studio again, coming from this perspective, is new. it was new again. Had to figure it all out.
Yeah, 8 years is a long time. You do a lot of changing in 8 years.
It's true. Hopefully.
Yeah, God willing. At the same time, you know, it's not like you stopped making music. You put out a couple albums yourself. How has the music you've been writing yourself as, you know, under the name Brittany Howard, how have what you've done and learned there made its way back into the band?
I think I had to go on like my own little journey to feel more confident in being vulnerable when I'm singing on stage, the content of what I'm talking about, being more of me. I think I had to go and learn exactly who that was. Because, you know, I'm not somebody who just wants to fake it, you know. And I think it was an important journey, and I can bring everything I learned back to Alabama Shakes and do this project with a lot of authenticity.
Yeah.
And Another Life dropped in August. Really fantastic. How does it feel to now have new music out in the world as Alabama Shakes for the first time in 10 years?
It's cool. Like, honestly, I want to keep dropping music. We dropped that one. That was exciting. I want to keep going. I want to keep showing everybody the things that we have made because they're all very different from one another.
And I think the song is really interesting. Y'all have described it about being about the lives we carry, the ones we're living right now, and the ones that slipped away because of different choices, the threads that stretch across time and space. That's a little like quantum physics-y, by the way.
Yeah, I guess so.
What inspired this idea for the song?
Well, maybe it's like the anxiety of, did I make the right decision? Did I make the right choice? How would my life be different if I hadn't done this or if I had done this? How could I have handled this differently? Would it have worked out better? Like, those kind of questions and that kind of anxiety about, was this the right thing? And just turning that into a song of kind of this idea of, like, you know, love never dies. It's happening somewhere out there. You know, if you get into quantum physics, time isn't linear. That life might still be happening, but I'm in this one, so on and so forth.
Yeah, it's pretty wild to think about just the million different paths you could take. And I saw a video recently where you were in front of a crowd talking about how you used to deliver mail for a living and how you thought that, you know, it's a noble profession, but you thought that that was it. What would you go back and tell yourself, either go back or go across time and space to tell yourself who's delivering mail about where you are now?
I think I did it just right. I don't think I would change much. Yeah. I think when I got that phone call, I could quit my job. I quit it post haste. I quit it as quick as possible. And I think
post-haste.
I would do the same thing. No pun intended. I do the same thing. Yeah.
Do you have any advice for people who maybe are doing their passion on the side while having another job about how to just go for it?
Sure. I mean, I think it's always important to look at why you want to do it in the first place, because it's not guaranteed that you're going to make money. The music industry is changing all the time. So if you want to do it just to express yourself and you want to do it to connect to other people, and maybe those people want to support you with their money and make sure that you can keep creating, I think that's the way to do it. I think times are changing every day, especially in the music industry. Stay true to you and really enjoy it and really, really love it. I would hate for someone to get wrapped up in the music industry and not even like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Creation for the sake of creation's sake and art for art.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. So now that you guys are embarking on this new era, I mean, does it feel like a continuation of where you've been, or does it feel like a fresh start, a new era of Alabama Shakes? And how would you describe where y'all are at now?
That's a great question. Kind of feels like sometimes it feels different in different ways. I feel like right now we're really grateful that we can be back together. Not every day is promised, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad everybody is healthy and good health. Everybody seems like they're really happy to be here. I feel like the energy's good. We're all like having a great time and making each other laugh. And that feels really good. So it's brought out this like big kid part of me in a way, because I'm around the same people I was around when my life started changing when I was a young woman. And now it's just kind of like that's still there, but there's this other part that is much gentler and much more open and like drinks less. I'm much more available. Like it's cool. Like it's cool. We really take care of each other. And it's cool. We all share music with each other. We're all into different kinds of things. And I feel like that's going to show itself in the new records.
It is like a family reunion in a sense for y'all. And then, you know, you're going out on tour for the first time in years. And you're seeing kind of your extended family. You're seeing these fans, these faces in the crowd, these people who are so excited to see you again. I remember I saw you at, I think, Austin City Limits. Back in 2015, I think that was the one. It was like a sweaty tent, very sweaty. But what's it like to be back on stage and to like be reuniting with fans again as a band?
It's awesome. I feel like there's been a lot of pent up energy over these years. And I feel like the fans have really been just letting it out all over the place, which I encourage. Please do that. I think people have gotten out in the crowd. They made friends with other folks that have come here. So there's friendships happening. I'm sure there's love forming out there. It's just been cool to get people together for like a common kind of cause. And especially the type of music that we make and the type of person that I am. We're out there kind of just celebrating all folks from all different walks of life that just want to see each other have what they need to have to acquire, you know, happiness. And we're out there just kind of just like, yes, y'all be who y'all want to be good to each other, and I hope all your dreams come true. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say simply is just like, it's a positive place to be. It's good. It's welcoming.
And creating that space for people is so important. I just feel like right now everything is even just getting scarier and crazier by the day. And I'm like, the places where I feel safe and good are in nature. And then when I'm at a show surrounded by people experiencing live music.
Yeah, and here you kind of get both at Forest Hills.
Exactly. It's like the grass smell, right?
There's some trees over there.
Thank you so much for your time,
for sure.
Brittany. Really appreciate it. And I'm so excited for the show.
Just keep hoping. Just keep hoping the world become clear. I spent all this time trying to play nice and find my way here. See, I'ma have me a real hard time, and it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be alright. So I just kept dreaming.
Yeah.
That was Brittany Howard in conversation backstage at Forest Hill Stadium in Queens and live music from Alabama Shake's 2025 tour. A big thank you to Brittany for making time for us before performing and to Red Light Management for helping us make this session happen. The music you heard in this session came from Alabama Shake's live performances at Red Rocks Park and Amphitheater in Colorado and Forest Hill Stadium right here in Queens. Our associate producer for this episode was Ina Volovich. Megan Suma is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV Live Sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your new favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. Please rate and review the show if you like what you hear so other music lovers can find it. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Sam Sumter.